All right, we're rolling. So today we got four guys, and the topic I've been kind of, I was kind of rolling a couple of different ideas in my mind. And something that I've been thinking about is it important to see things from other people's perspective? You know, because we all have, regardless of what we eventually land on as what we believe is right, people have different opinions about various topics, politically, morally, you know, all kinds of things. And so what's the value of seeing things from someone else's perspective, even if it doesn't change your mind, you know? Like, you're, let's say you're, I'm not going to change my mind about this, but if that's the case, why see things from someone else's perspective if you're not going to change?
It's obvious so that you can argue them properly. With them property, right? It's the old, you can't defeat the enemy until you know the enemy.
But do you think...
I'm kidding.
I mean, maybe that's the first problem is if you see everyone with a different opinion as an enemy, right? Mm-hmm. Which, you don't literally feel that way.
No, they're not my enemy. They're just stupid.
But an article that I found, because I was thinking about this and I wanted to find... I read some different articles about it, and it's all like opinion-based stuff, and there's stuff from like... Psychology Journal, whatever, different things.
But blah, this, blah, we don't care about that.
I've never even heard of straighttimes.com.
You haven't?
Have you?
Straits Time or
Straits? Straits Time, like S-T-R-A-I-T-S, straighttimes.com.
Huh, straight is the way.
We have David Chan, who wrote an article called Learning to See Things from Another's Perspective. Mm-hmm. And he's the director of Behavioral Sciences Institute and professor of psychology at SMU. What's SMU?
Southern Methodist.
There you go. Okay. So, and this was written April 16th, 2016.
So,
he posted at 5 a.m. He couldn't sleep. He needed to get this out. Mm-hmm. So, one of the things that I saw here that I liked, he says, if we do not understand a person's perspective, what is very meaningful and sensible to him may look absurd to us. But if we were going through the same situation, we may behave just like the person did and think it is perfectly normal or the right thing to do. We were talking, actually, when we were driving, we were talking about reality, right? Like, what was the topic that came up? Something that happened yesterday was Roseanne Barr tweets something that is perceived as racist, right?
By some, yeah.
By some.
By most.
By most.
How do you know it's most?
Because that's what the...
Because the Twitter outrage was by most.
And most people are on Twitter.
Yep.
So you can say most.
In reality, most people didn't care.
I think most people are like, hey, maybe many people like myself said, hey, that probably was not a good idea. Mm-hmm. I definitely see how it could be seen as racist, you know, in my opinion. But the thing is, you said there's a reality, right? So there's actual reality... And then someone's perceived reality, but just because it's just their perceived reality, it's still important. It's still relevant to the situation, you know, because it is what they're basing their actions on and what they're going.
Well, it depends on what your objective is, right? If your objective is to just say this is scientific reality, and you're unwilling to. If you're not intending to try and understand the person and try and resolve things, if you're just saying, I'm an engineer and this is the truth and that's all I'm going to talk about.
So is there, yeah, that's
right. So it's all about what your objective is.
That's true. Like, how important is it to you to kind of bridge the gap or whatever? Because it's like a flat earther, you could say, hey, dude, scientifically proven the earth is round, right? And so is there any value in saying, why do they feel this way? You know, let me see it from their perspective. What would lead them to think it's flat? There probably is actually value to that because there's something else. There's more going on than just, hey, the earth is flat. Other things lead this person to believe that, right? But is that a value to you? Is it value to you and I? Maybe probably not. But so anyway, so basically a person's reality is what that person thinks and feels it is, right? Like a flat earther. That's their reality, right?
You're automatically assuming that the flat earthers are not right.
And that's true. And I know that they're wrong. So studies in behavioral sciences have shown that we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We don't see things as they are.
Our circumstances, our history, everything that who we are up to that point.
Yeah.
We see them as that. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's obviously relevant whether or not it's accurate to why these people do what they do and say think what they think.
We see our own past as we are today.
That's true.
Yes, as how we are affected by the events or situations. We make interpretations according to our beliefs and past experiences, like you said, about ourselves and others. We give meanings to things in the context of the circumstances we live or find ourselves in. So, he says, what's his name? David Chan says, many misunderstandings could have been avoided if we had asked, what else could it mean?
What else could that mean, did he?
Yeah, what about, why did he say that?
What's his dog in this fight, huh?
That's racist.
Is it really?
Dogs? Yeah.
What?
You're racist what race, against dogs?
No, what races do you see where we compare people's faces to dogs?
I don't know.
What? No, huh?
I don't know if I want to go there.
He's just making this crap up.
They're just
right
white
now.
People.
Anyway, keep going.
So the last thing I want to reference in the article, last thing I want to reference is he points out two main pitfalls that we should avoid when it comes to trying to understand things from another perspective. And the first is the overconfidence that we are succeeding in seeing things from another person's perspective.
Mm.
So we think, I know why they feel this way. You assume that you understand their perspective, but you don't. And you're likely to still think, yeah, that's because they're a bad person, but this is why they're a bad person, or whatever. So we're too quick to think we understand someone's perspective. And then now the second pitfall is uncritically treating another person's perspective, our assessment of their perspective as valid, and using it to manage the disagreement.
So basically it all comes down to pride.
Yeah. So we it's kind of similar to the first fallacy in a way. If I understand what he's saying here, is that we think we have all the pieces of the puzzle. We understand what they were working with. For instance, an example he used is a perspective on an incident may assume that a leader had access to a critical piece of information when in reality they didn't when they made a decision. Mm-hmm. So you assume they had all the data.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. And so you put that into your assessment of their perspective, So that's another fallacy, is assuming they had information they didn't. So, anyways.
Okay, so the original question was, is it important for us to understand other people's perspectives, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you think my perspective is correct.
Mine is.
Then why should you consider anybody else's perspective?
Well,
right?
That's kind of it, right? But what are the chances? And it all depends on the topic, but what are the chances that we're always right? We think we're right.
Well, it depends on who you are, right? For me,
always.
100%, maybe 99.
Well, that's the problem, though, right? There's going to be so many times where people, you have two sides of an issue, they're just as firm on the I'm right, they're wrong.
It's all emotions.
Emotions, right?
It's all emotions.
But reality is probably something in the middle, right? Many times.
In the middle of... the two sides of the argument?
Of an argument. There's got to be something, maybe.
It depends. Matt's always right.
Right. I think it's our perception, and not just our perception, but our perception today of the event, because we don't...
Like we talked about with rewriting our own memories.
Right. When I talk to my wife about an activity that happened in the past, and she says... It happened this way. And I say, no, it happened this other way. Well, it probably didn't happen either way. I'm constructing it using a logical framework of first this kind of a thing happens, and then that kind of a thing happens, and then like that. And that's how you get from A to B. And we could have got from A to B through a different route. And then she's doing it more from an emotional thing and, giving an order that logically doesn't make sense. But my way probably... even though it's logical sense, is probably wrong too. And there's some other way that happened because we're taking little
tiny pieces of our own memory and constructing a story out of it.
And so you have that, and then you have the same thing when you look at, you know, in engineering, you know, or not just engineering, but anytime you try to fix something, you're like, okay, so this is here. How did it get there? And you go through this process in your mind of trying to figure out how this broken piece got to where it was. And sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. But, you know, you're just building up a story out of a few observations.
Yeah, and then something to keep in mind, I think, as you mentioned, this article is like a confirmation bias, right? Mm-hmm. That's why we also tend to have a lot of these disagreements.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we... yeah, you agree, right? Because yeah. You already thought that was true. But, and so it's funny, as I'm reading this stuff like this, I'm like, oh, like, is this just confirming something I already believe about, like, why it's important to see things from someone else's perspective? You know, because, like, I feel that way. It doesn't mean I'm perfect at practicing that, but I know there's value in seeing things from other people's
why?
Point of view.
I mean, that's the question that we're supposed to be asking, right?
But I know.
Why is that important?
I know for me it's important because the way it makes me feel. Personally, I feel good when I feel like I've made a breakthrough in understanding someone else. Even if I don't agree with them. Like, to say, that's why they feel that way. Because, like, one of the issues that I first thought of this morning, which is, like, a real hot-button issue, is abortion, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have people that feel there's this moral obligation to provide this right to women, right?
Yes.
And then others that feel like we have a moral obligation to protect an unborn child, right? It's kind of hard to find yourself somewhere in the middle on this issue, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's very polarizing. And I thought to myself, I don't really understand all the arguments that are pro-abortion. It can't be that, like, all these people out there really just love the idea of killing fetuses. And it's not there's a bunch of people that I just want to have sex all the time with no consequences. There might be some of that, but that can't be the main reason why people feel this is important. And I said, and I just thought it'd be valuable to understand the other perspective, even if I don't ultimately agree with it.
So you're selfish.
Because I'm selfish.
Because it makes you feel good.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Why do we do anything good? Because it makes us feel good, right? We help someone, our neighbor, and then we feel good. If we felt bad, even though we did something good, if doing good made us feel bad, would we do it?
Yeah, you're right.
I feel sick to my stomach every time I give money to the, you know, Santa Claus at the store. You know, like, you wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So in reality, service is actually very selfish.
Sure.
Sacrifice is very selfish.
It can be from a perspective of, like, we do it because we feel good.
Yeah. Well, for any other reason. Why, you know, if you believe that you're going to be rewarded for something in heaven, you know, it's like, well, I'm doing all these things. I'm being good, you know, being good so I can get there, you know.
So
you're actually being selfish by being good.
So is there any such thing as sacrifice then?
Yes.
I think there is. And I mean, no. I don't actually believe it's selfish to do, like, good things. We just happen to feel good when we do it. And that's just, like, a natural consequence
of
doing good things.
It's not as if any good you might get from it cancels out all the good you do in sacrifice and in serving. It's just that,
well, it all depends.
This is going to bring joy to someone else. That's a good enough reason for me. I may not get it back, I'll feel good about it.
So that depends.
But now you feel good.
My feeling of what I did for that other person.
But that,
well,
that depends
you value
on
that
your
more.
Incentive, right?
My incentive is to help someone else.
But why do you want to help somebody else?
Not because I want to feel good about myself.
Are you sure?
Do you value that, though?
That's what sacrifice
do you value?
And selfishness would be.
Well, sacrifice would be to give up something that you like for something you like.
Well, that could be time. It could be
less.
Your energy.
Yeah. Right? Okay. But
so if I gave up 5 hours and all I got from it, because I helped someone move, and all I got was from the feeling that I did something good.
Right, yeah.
That's still a sacrifice. It's not. I'm not going to get back that 5 hours simply because...
Well, yeah, but that's just giving.
Point,
that's just giving up time, though.
Yeah, at that point,
well,
you're just talking semantics. Then.
Time is almost the most important thing.
But what you got out of it was more valuable.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, not at all.
Feeling good is way more valuable to me than...
Oh, there's a lot of ways I can feel good.
Right.
Without.
Well, yeah, you can choose different ways, right?
Yeah, without having to give up my time.
But, you know, helping my child learn how to read, you know, and if I spent hours and hours and hours doing it, it would be like, hey, I got more value out of this than...
How?
Huh?
Because of the priority.
What's my priority? My priority is to help my child get
yep.
to become a good adult.
Because you know that it helps your child.
Right.
Not because you get
but
something
I,
of...
But I value helping my child.
Well, yeah, but...
Right. I value that more than my value going boating or whatever. I could be doing instead. Golfing.
your topic kind of got usurped.
Yeah. Right?
But...
No, not necessarily.
See, you're not understanding my point of view. you gotta look at it.
We're just not agreeing.
No, this is interesting though, because one thing I thought of is like, let's going back to this abortion issue.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying we're not discussing the merits of either side. I'm just saying, is there a fear that if we concede that the opposing view, if we concede that they have what they said has some merit, has some value, you know, has some validity from their perspective at least, are we afraid that within like weaken our own feeling about an issue, you know, does it like take away from our own belief if we then say, oh, I see why they feel that way because
no,
of their life experience?
To understand,
is there a fear of that
else.
Is I mean maybe some
but there is a lot of people who
fear
people
yeah
that.
They're afraid yeah. that if like, you know, in politics this happens all the time, you can never give any credence to what's been said on the opposite side,
because
yep. it seems to weaken your
yep.
side. But it's like,
well, religious groups do that.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
There are religious groups who will not accept,
yeah,
like LDS missionaries, for example, to come in simply because if they let them come in, then that's a form of doubt, and doubt is evil in their religion.
Well, dude, I remember growing up when I
ran into those people some in France.
My mom was so worried, you know, that if I ever got exposed to other Christian things,
yeah.
I don't know what she was even afraid of. In fact, when I was in high school, there was this like after school like Christian club get together thing where
oh,
they were
yep.
gonna sing like Christian rock music, and they were gonna have donuts or something, you know. And I was like, with my friend, I was like, I'm gonna go to this thing, you know. And I just mentioned to my mom casually, like, I'm going to this thing because I got free donuts, and she's like, do not go to that. She made me promise I wouldn't go. And she had this fear that even just being exposed to some other view, I would just like throw everything away or something, you know. And that's like, I don't think that's right, you know. She was a great mom, but I think that she was wrong in that situation.
I don't think you're understanding her perspective.
Yeah, I don't think you are.
But guess
wait,
not.
Wait till you have a teenager.
I guess, and I can.
By the way,
I can say, hey, I see why she felt that fear. It doesn't mean it's valid, right?
My daughter on Sunday just barely went to a non-denominational Christian.
With a friend or something?
Uh-huh.
That's great.
Her friend invited her, and I was like, yeah, go.
Yeah. I mean, we shouldn't be afraid of being exposed to other ideas, you know? Especially if we really believe our ideas is right and correct.
Well, that's the problem, right?
We have a maybe an underlying fear.
No,
it's
that
not.
You don't know. That you don't know.
So are you implying that his mom didn't have
a
strong testimony?
I think in the realm of faith, it's different.
How so?
Because if you don't have a strong faith in one thing, you're more likely to be influenced by other things.
So you think
sure.
some people like to protect themselves,
like
subconsciously, like they avoid other things because they,
sure.
in reality,
I don't like
are
to see a lot of terrible things. I avoid stuff because I don't want that influence.
In yeah.
Like rated R movies?
No,
we're talking about like
movies.
terrible
X.
things. Rated X.
But I mean,
X is okay. Triple X.
Triple X.
But I think that, like, ultimately, a good place to start is not to, like, us. Like, for instance, for me, if someone is pro-abortion, a good place
it's
for
pro-choice.
Me, pro-choice, you're right.
See, your frame of reference.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm focused on the reality of what's happening.
Pro-life.
Your perceived reality.
So if someone's pro-life.
You're talking about pro-life,
right.
Where... You believe in the life of the mother.
I don't think it'd be fair for me to assume everyone, millions of people, are just a bunch of like bloodthirsty baby murderers, right?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like that'd be a
and
good
if,
place to start.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And if you
that's
talk to any
start.
Of them, every single one of them, well, I guess I shouldn't say that, that's an absolute. Most of them that I've ever talked to say, oh, nobody wants to kill babies. It's all about the prioritization. That,
yeah.
that they believe that choice is more important. And they also
yeah.
they're also not convinced that it's a baby at whatever time frame, you know.
Yeah,
a
it's
person,
not like a person.
A person, yes.
I mean, there's some like arguments as
so,
to
and there,
like
there's
that.
All kinds of stuff in there, but what it really comes down to is the choice. It's a prioritization. That's all it is. that choice for them is more important, and that the personal liberty, which is kind of ironic based on the political party that supports pro-choice, they believe that that personal liberty is more important than the result of it, the consequences of that choice.
They think the consequences are not the same as what other people think it is. So you have
I don't know how they can think that, though.
Why is that?
Because the consequence is pretty obvious.
What's obvious?
If you terminate a baby, then the baby's not going to be born.
Right.
Well, we're maybe not.
What does that mean? How severe is that? How do you decide how severe?
I guess consequence is probably not the right term.
Right.
Result.
The result is.
The result is.
You know what the result is.
Yes. But and what I'm saying is that they prioritize that choice over the result of that choice.
I mean, it's a perfect example of like the perspective thing, right? Because it's like, from like a certain person's perspective, you could say the consequences and result of having this baby, I'm not going to be able to feed my family, or who knows what their fear is or what their concern is in reality. And so, I mean, seeing it from that, it's hard to do, but putting yourself in the shoes of someone who's in that position is what kind of he's talking about here in this article, right?
Well, so
then you'll see some validity as to, oh, that's why they feel that way. This probably isn't the best way to address that concern, but like that's how they got there. You know what I mean?
So.
But is that valuable to you?
I think it is.
Really? Why?
Because understanding people and the people in the world around us is going to help us better relate to each other, and it's going to cause people to have stronger relationships and be more open and loving to each other. Because charity, the love of Christ, is about loving and understanding and accepting and loving someone no matter what, right?
So in that vein, it helps you. But in the actual understanding of the, or not necessarily understanding, but the, I mean, you obviously have a belief in that debate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it help you in solidifying your belief to be able to understand somebody else's perspective?
I kind of think it can.
It can.
It could change your belief.
It could change. First of all, it could change your belief. That's true.
That's what his mom was afraid of, that it was going to change his beliefs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To witness something that was different from what she wanted him to, you know, the bubble she wanted him to be in.
And there's certain things I don't want my belief to change, you know? And like, I avoid certain types of information because I don't want it to change, you know? Like, as far as things about my religious faith, you know? I avoid certain things that I know would at least try to like challenge that, and I have a fear of like if it's even true, you know what I mean? Like if something is information that I don't know if it's valid or not, so like I'm afraid.
So you just avoid.
Does that make sense? What I'm saying?
Sure. So like, you avoid that information because you don't know if it's true or not, and you're worried that even if it's not true, it's gonna destabilize.
Yeah, exactly. So I just avoid certain types of information, you know.
Well, yeah, because if you don't know one way or the other, then
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Then, what are you gonna believe?
But
wouldn't you, if you find out that something is true, what would you do with that? Well, so if you found out. Totally hypothetical here.
Yeah.
If you found out that for absolute certainty, you found out that Joseph Smith was a fraud, that golden plates never existed, that everything that he said was pure fraud. He's just a religious savant that was able to come up with this book out of thin air. What would you do?
That would matter, yeah. What would I do if like...
What would matter though?
Would it change what you do today, tomorrow?
Yes.
No.
There are a lot of people that know it wouldn't change them.
I can't believe that. Why would it not change you?
Because I don't look at the details of a person's their life. I look at the fruits of the whatever it is, right? So if somebody was a fraud, but they said, hey, if you live this way, you'll be happier, and I find I'm happier,
I mean, why wouldn't I live this way?
Well, yeah.
He also believes in multi-level marketing, all multi-level marketing products.
But in that belief, you would think, well, maybe this isn't the most happy. This is a happy way of living, but maybe this part of it I don't really agree with. So I'm going to change, you know, giving 10%. What am I getting back for that?
Yeah, he's already done that. He's reduced it.
Right? So maybe I'll just have that 10%.
I have no excess. I have no...
No increase.
Increase.
No excess increase.
Unless you know, the company that I work for wants to give me a bonus or something, then that's an increase because that wasn't part of the contract.
That's arguably not. That's arguably not an increase. But that's an old topic.
But I mean, I think that just religion is a very unique kind of thing, you know? Because when it comes to any other type of, like, political issue or, like, social issue, like, I feel like I'm open. I'm willing to be open to, like, changing my opinion, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, so
my religion,
you know,
is something, let's go back. I don't feel like, you know, I'm willing, open to change.
There are some people who are swapped.
Yeah.
They fight tooth and nail for politics, and then their religion, they're like, well, yeah, I'm open to that. Whatever. You know? Right? And they'd be willing to change their religion, but not willing to change their political party.
What if
tribalism, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back to the abortion thing.
I'm starting a new book called Political Tribes. It looks really good.
Yeah, how you come along with that?
I don't fire
it. You haven't started. Oh, you're going to. You haven't
been. So what if you found, you know, along right the lines of what he was talking about, what mm-hmm. if you find out that, you know, spiritually, that the spirit does not enter the body until the body's coming out of the mom? Okay?
So
would that change your opinion on abortion?
I don't think it would.
What if you found out that was the fact? You know, you got a revelation or whatever.
I would still say
if the revelation said it's okay, then I would be okay.
But what if
faith is a different thing?
Yeah, it's true. It's
faith is different. Yeah, well, it's belief in something that you can't verify.
Yeah, right. It's not like any other issue where it's like, hey, right? look at this data.
You have no way to verify, you know, like, and so you're
so you make a choice. That's what it's all
right.
about.
Right. So this that's just arbitrary.
Right.
In a sense. So.
I would still feel like if that was the truth, like we know for a fact somehow that that's the truth,
right.
I would still feel like, well, then why kill the potential for that to happen? Why remove that opportunity from happening?
That's how I would feel.
You know what I'm saying? It's still the potential of that.
Right, but you just give it to somebody else. Give that opportunity to somebody else who wants to have a baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
Right?
And I know that it's not, nothing as cut and dry as we think it is.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's. Like I said, I don't believe people are just like, we hate babies or.
Right.
You just want to be careless. It's like there's other social and socioeconomic reasons behind these.
Well, right, but are you also, like, would you be afraid to research that?
As far as abortion?
No. Well, you know, like any of these topics.
I would say, like I said, pretty much.
The one end, you just said, yeah, I don't want to go research these ideas because I might find out.
What I'm saying is
that, you know, there's no way to know, which basically means faith. There's no way to know one way or another. And so I might choose to believe something that, you know.
Could potentially be wrong because I guess maybe the fruits that it's given me in my life, right? Like, I feel like the religion is the thing that I don't, if, say that in reality, it was all a fraud, I'd rather just not know.
Ignorance is bliss.
You know what I'm saying? But then when it comes to other types of things that aren't my religion, I feel like I would want to know. You know what I'm saying? So it's...
Isn't that interesting?
It's kind of this hypocrisy in a way, I guess. I don't know.
I wouldn't call it hypocrisy. I would call it... I don't know what I would call it. It's... Religion is a different monster. We just barely said it. It's something that's totally different.
Yeah.
And for those who have grown up... Sure, for the individuals who want it to be.
Yeah. Want it to be what?
Different. You just barely asked the question.
I know, but why would... I'm trying to figure out what... Where do you have people that want it to be different?
Well...
Do I want it to be different?
I don't know. Do you?
I would like to say, you know, if I'm gonna make a claim, I know this thing to be true, then I better have evidence for that.
Well, then
otherwise I would not say I know. Why would I say I know?
You shouldn't be going to church then.
What?
Why? Because you cannot know for absolute certain, based on scientific principles,
based on evidence.
Yeah. Okay, evidence.
Why? What is evidence only relegated to scientific?
No, evidence is if I do this thing, I get this result.
That's scientific. That's right. That's the scientific method right there.
Right. So scientific method says, you know, there's a lot of stuff that in religion that says, you know, I can't predict an outcome.
Yeah.
From this activity, I can't predict an outcome. Okay. Right. So why do this thing? Well, it helps me feel good. You know, it's a good way of, like, you know, morning prayer. That's a great activity. It's kind of like sitting down and reviewing your day and setting goals. You know, it's basically that's what you're doing. If you think about it, is, you know, you're talking about, okay, and help me do these things. Well, by saying help me do these things, you're gonna be thinking about those things during the day because you said help me do these things. So I'm thinking about it now. I'm going to try to accomplish these things today. And so, you know, so you, whether or not, so if I have unpredictable results with prayer, but I do have with specifics of prayer, but I have predictable results of, yeah, my day goes a lot better when I do that.
How it makes you feel.
Yeah. Right, because I get more done, I remain more focused. Well,
why don't you just swap prayer for meditation?
Yeah, why not? Well, because meditation, whenever I read books on it, I was like, this seems like a lot of hard work.
it takes more time.
It's so much easier just to recite some things that I've memorized.
And the hard... What? Meditation isn't that.
No. I said it was easier to just recite some things that I typically say in a prayer.
Well, it's easier for me to look at a list of items that I want to do today.
In a different order.
Yeah. Which, to me, is like just as effective.
So, you made a logical decision to pray instead of meditate.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
So we understand each other better.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I feel like I'm sitting in your side of the table right now. And that was a test they actually did on one of the articles I read. They like had people sit across the table from each other, mm-hmm. and they had like something on the table, and the person had to push a button to tell them which hand to use to grab it. So tell them to use their left hand, but it's the opposite for them because they're mm-hmm. looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
And it took them longer to like do it, but when they sat next to them, I mean, obviously it was quicker.
It's easier, yeah.
You know, and they had these other experiments, which I didn't think were super profound, so I didn't really.
Yeah.
I guess I brought it up.
You just barely brought it up.
But I was like, but it's kind of similar to like if we can get ourselves metaphorically to sit on someone's side of the table, we're going to see things differently. And then there's something to be gained from that. But you're right, it's hard to really quantify that, right? But
well,
I just know I feel better when I understand someone.
So you're selfish.
Than I did before.
We're back to you being selfish.
I'm a selfish beast, you know.
Well, so you have the, you know, when you talk about religion, there's people in one religion who will have communication with their God and say, I feel this is true. And you'll have one that has a different religion that will say, I feel this is true.
But yeah, they both can't be true.
They can't be true in the same sense.
But.
So we're back to perception is reality.
But to wrap this right? up, the last line.
And some of them have the exact same scriptures.
True.
So the last line in David Chan, director of Behavioral Sciences Institute and professor of psychology, he says, if we learn to see things from another's perspective and apply it adequately, we are more likely to prevent misunderstandings, enable constructive conversations, and achieve win-win solutions. So I say there's value there.
Well, that's your priority.
But yeah. It may not be, right?
If I just win, lose.
Yeah. Because there are some people that are like that. They want to win no matter what, regardless of the cost of the other individual.
Yeah, that's true.
There are also sociopaths, too.
But and there's also the fact that helps you if you can do that. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to help somebody else by pointing that out, which happens at my house.
Typically, right? That would backfire on you.
When I get, you know, this is what happened. I say, well, maybe they just didn't understand this. Oh, you're on their side.
You're taking their side.
Yeah, like,
no, I'm not taking their side. I'm saying, let's just think about this thing a little
but
bit.
There's a fear, yeah. You like, may be right. Seeing it from the other perspective doesn't mean you're taking that side or that you agree.
Right. It's just like, let's think about it.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Or if...
I get labeled the devil's advocate in all that scenario.
This is at home.
Yeah.
Okay. How about anywhere else? Do you do it?
Do I do that? Do I point out that maybe we should think? Yeah.
Okay.
My siblings, mostly my brothers, we do this type of stuff all the time. We talk about that type of stuff, and basically we have a mini podcast when we get together.
Just don't record it.
Take out your iPhone.
Yeah, I should. Hey.
But speaking to the mic. Yeah, and only at home do I get called the devil's advocate or stir in the pot or whatever. Yeah. There's multiple terminologies.
Mine is just on the other side. I'm on somebody else's side.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever get, well, why don't you just agree with me?
Oh, yeah.
Not in those specific words, but it's pretty
much. No, it's exactly that. Just agree with me. I'm like, I'm not going to agree with you if I don't agree with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
All right, cool. Until next time.
Oh, but you'll feel better by doing that.
Right? Will I?
You might.
No, wait a minute, by doing agreeing what? Or? By agreeing with her?
You used to sacrifice and do that.
Oh, it's a sacrifice. It's a service.
So it's not really sacrifice. It's me being selfish.
Because it makes life easier.
And just prioritizing.
Right.
Hey, life is easier if I just...
Because there's really no such thing as sacrifice.
Yeah, that's not me. Yeah, there's no
On that note, all right. Now, till next time.
Until next time.